For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The war on drugs is an incremental thing. Over the decades of its existence, it has morphed and expanded and taken on a life of its own. It is the bread and butter of perhaps a million Americans who make their living directly from the cornucopia of prohibition. This includes bankers who launder the money, major corporations that move goods to other nations through surreptitious accounting practices. It includes nearly every government agency, whether police or forestry service, for they all get a cut of the drug war pie. It includes overworked judges, district attorneys, defense attorneys, bondsmen, cops, guards, wardens, and prison builders. But the ones who I see most responsible for the incrementalism, for the growth and destruction of the drug war, are the scientists, the authorities in charge of the official government truth. The medical community was also responsible for allowing this to happen, for failing to speak the truth in unison, but they, too, now suffer from their prior silence. We all know the situation. Pain doctors are afraid now. Pain doctors are unwilling to stake their reputation, their livelihoods, on you and your pain. If they prescribe too many of a certain type of pill, like oxycodone, the feds will bust through their door, cuff them, their nurses, and the receptionists, cart them before the TV cameras, and proclaim to the world that this doctor working to relieve your pain is a villain, a crook, a charlatan, a drug pusher. So even though their silence helped bring this fiasco to be, the doctors get my sympathy now. Given the enormous set of characters I've outlined, what can be done? How can this mess ever be straightened out? Let's open up that can of worms and go fishing for truth. The truth is that the drug lords run both sides of this equation, and that those who support the drug war are, whether by choice or ignorance, the best friends the drug lords could ever hope for. In other words, without the death, disease, international complications, and the violence on American streets, the drug war would not last a week. And yet it continues because we believe in drug-related death, when in reality they are all prohibition-related. If we can change our focus and our direction, we could save millions of lives, millions of families, and better provide for the needs of the individual and our nation. After decades of waging this drug war, we find that over $10 trillion have been flushed away. Sentences totaling in the tens of millions of man-years have been handed down to our children for having little baggies of plant products in their pockets or their purse. Yes. Young women are the new harvest for the drug war, for sharing an apartment or taking a phone message. And yet silence reigns. It ain't my fault. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.